Hi, I'm Bethany.
Hi, I'm Carissa.
Hi, I'm Abraham. Today we're going to be talking about social media and its negatives. Although, yes, it does have its good sides, like you can connect with family and friends that you haven't seen in a long time, there are bad parts about it that not a lot of people really talk about much, but today we will be focusing on those. So, to start us off, I'm going to have Bethany and Carissa talk about a topic that is very personal to them.
Well, something throughout social media, we see stuff about bodies a lot and what you should be living up to in your life. There's a lot of goals that are set on social media, and It makes some people insecure, I guess you could say. But yeah, you scroll through Instagram and you see all these perfect people and you strive to be one of those perfect people, and when you're not, it kind of tears you down because you strive to be one of them and you want to be one of them and you think that's what makes you look good and what makes you, your personality stand out, when in reality it doesn't do anything for you. So
yeah, and I feel like a lot with younger kids, they're even more impressionable. So when they see people like Kylie Jenner or Kim Kardashian living this like almost fantasy life,
they tend to get sidetracked by it.
Exactly.
And want to live up to that.
And I've seen kids like try so hard to be something that's just unattainable. Like, you're 12, you can't look like that.
You know.
And I felt the same way when I was, like,
no, younger. Yeah, me too.
I felt so ugly and left out because I saw all these really pretty models.
These Instagram models,
exactly.
That you want to be and you follow and you strive to be, but in reality you can't. And it's just something that social media, it makes them look like that because of social media. And they hype them up
exactly.
A lot.
Exactly. And, like, most of the time, the photos are so, like, edited or whatever that it's unattainable for the person taking the photo, like, being in the photo. Like, that's not what they actually look like.
Nope.
But
it's like
now
a filter over their life, and they're making it look perfect.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. It's just harder. Especially, like, older kids do have issues, but, like,
a lot of the younger kids are starting to wear makeup more.
Yeah.
They're starting to get influenced by negative things on the internet.
Exactly, and everything is so readily available. Like, you can search up anything on the internet, and, like, it
and
just
comes
come off.
Up.
And there's, like, a social media account for everything, or whatever you're into, or whatever, and that might be good, and that might bring people together, like, people you have stuff in common with, but it's also really bad.
No, yeah, when I was in middle school, it was not like this. Even though, like, I'm not that much, like, older, I'm about to graduate, but it's still so different. Because when I was in middle school, it wasn't like this. Like, no one in my middle school, like, wore makeup like that. Like, no one was very, like, focused on looks as it was overall.
Yeah.
And it's just changed through, like, the time.
I mean, I'm a freshman, so I, like, just got out of middle school. And everyone's trying so hard.
Yeah.
Like, even kids that I still know that are still in middle school, they act like they're, like, 20. And it's so weird to me because I was never like that. Like,
they don't act their age at all.
Exactly. And it's almost scary because, like, I've noticed that kids don't really have, like, a childhood anymore. Because their parents just, like, put tablets or phones in their hands.
And that's what they grow up on.
Exactly. And
they try to grow up too fast.
At a very young age, they see, like, this goal. Like, if I'm not like this, then I'm not beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sets unrealistic expectations when really, like, nobody can get that.
Yeah, exactly.
Except plastic surgery, but
unless
not
you got money.
Yeah.
But nobody,
really,
yeah, nobody looks like that. Another thing that social media really, like, dominates in a bad way is numbers. A lot of the time, people think that because they have a certain amount of followers, that they're more or less relevant to other people. And a lot of the times, people would rather let the amount of followers and the amount of likes that they get define their character, but, like, they would rather let that define their character than how they actually act in person and how they actually act online. And that's kind of scary, in my opinion, because people will if people keep on acting this way and acting like numbers just rule their life, then nobody's gonna have a personality. Everybody's gonna be rude to everybody because they're gonna think, oh, if I have this amount of followers,
I'm better
like,
than you.
Yeah, I'm better than you, so there's no reason to like try to be nice to you. And I don't know, I just feel like that's really, and I hate using this word, but like that's really toxic in this society.
No, yeah, definitely. I used to be like that.
Yeah, I remember getting made fun of because I didn't have social media until like 7th grade.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't get an Instagram until 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I remember seeing everyone around me and they would always make fun of me because I wasn't really into that.
Yeah.
And like they would always compete with each other, like, oh, I have 958 followers. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have 3,220. Yeah. It was just weird. Like you don't know.
I started using Instagram like end of 8th grade, going into freshman year.
Yeah. And another thing, like, I might be coming for a lot of people and I'm not trying to, but like streaks, a lot of people do streaks just to get their snap score up, and I can't say I've ever found like the reason behind that. What's the point of it?
I think it's like some sort of validation.
Yeah, and I
of what a snap
and I don't,
streak?
Yeah.
Yeah, like if I have streaks then I talk to people every day and I have friends and
I have
people.
Streaks, but I don't know what a snap score is. Like I don't
Yeah, and a lot
I don't understand
of people,
what the point is.
I don't either. It's just like a streak. I mean, a snap score basically goes up the more you talk to people. So people do streaks that their snap score goes up, and I don't know if that's like if they want it to look like they talk to a lot of people, if they want it to look like they're popular. And I'm like, again, I'm not coming for anybody, I'm not trying to like be rude to anybody, I just don't understand what is the actual point behind it. But I do know that a lot of people do like to increase their snap score by sending streaks every day. And if you don't know what streaks is, every day you send a picture to somebody, and if you send a picture to somebody every day, there's like a little number at the like right side of their name on Snapchat, and every day it goes up if you send a picture to them every day on Snapchat.
And they have to send one back.
Yeah, and so
it's like a constant thing every single day.
And so a lot of teenagers, what they will do, they will go so far as to set a reminder on their phone, or like two reminders on their phone to send streaks.
No.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Yes.
People do that?
Yeah, and they'll put an A in front of their name so that when they're like sending streaks, all the people are at the top because they have the A in front of their name. And it's so like it's crazy to me.
That's
like,
bizarre.
Yeah. Like the lengths people will go to.
Do that.
Yeah.
That's weird. I didn't know like people like snap scores actually matter.
Yeah, for some people they really do, and I don't understand. But
I don't understand that.
I don't shame anybody who does that. I just don't understand personally.
I don't know. I feel like everyone that's like from like 9 or 10 to like 25, mm-hmm. their whole entire lives like
revolves around social media.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You
like,
don't know what it's like.
I don't know a single person that doesn't have a phone,
mm-hmm.
or like doesn't have social media or anything.
Yeah.
And that's so weird, because, like, a few years ago, it was normal for kids not to have phones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my younger sister, I will, knows how to log into a phone and go straight to YouTube. And I'm like, I never knew any of this. Like, how? I did not grow up with an iPad or a phone. Like, my mom did not let me use technology or watch TV like that at all.
Also, the content that they have for kids.
I was just about to bring that up, but
it's
I stopped
so
myself.
Weird.
They have like secret messages in YouTube. I caught my sister watching something that was like really inappropriate, and it was like grown-ups dressed up as like Elsa and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I actually sat down and watched it, and I was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching?
Yeah.
So we like blocked it, and we got her like, my mom got her a kid tablet so she can't go on YouTube at all, and it's just games.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's
just
so
crazy.
Weird.
It just
yeah.
But like overall, internet is very. It influences us a lot, like throughout the times.
Yeah.
And it's getting more advanced
mm-hmm.
too. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and I've noticed like, a lot of people like shame other people if they don't have like the latest technology, like if they don't have AirPods or if they don't have like the latest iPhone, especially people with Androids.
Yeah.
Oh, see, a phone is a phone to me. You can call your mom, go ahead. Like, that's literally all you need it for is to call and text.
But,
so.
Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. That is all. Thank you very much.